Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Wastelanders and Vault Dwellers, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. It is the end of May, which means it's time to hang out with our patrons again and talk about what they decided we were going to talk about this week. We had a number of options. You guys have been killing it with all sorts of fun ideas. And the one that rose to the top, the topic of this week, is if you can add a real-world business, an IRL company of some sort, into Fallout, which one would it be, and how would you Falloutize it? How would you make it work in the Fallout universe? And I'm excited to see what everybody says, because we've been going through, of course, these pre-war businesses for the last, I don't know, almost a year now on the show. And there are so many of them, and so many of them take influence from real businesses. And some of them are actual real businesses that work their way into the early games. And you guys know how that's been going if you've been listening to the show, but I'm interested to find out which businesses and what types of businesses people are going to bring. So welcome back to all of our patrons. Joining us this week, we have CadPat and Nova, Ash, Lil Green, Adam's Child, Pumpkin, Germinator, and Ira, and maybe some other people will pop in as we go. But welcome back, everybody. And as usual, on the count of three, I'm going to have you unmute and make a sound that you would associate in some way with the business that you might bring up on this episode. So if it's like a manufacturing, maybe it's manufacturing sounds. If it's a somebody who breeds horses, maybe it's a horse sound. I don't know. But on the count of three, make the sound of your business. Ready? Here we go. One, two, three, go.
Yummy.
Some of you didn't make sounds, but we definitely got some weird ones. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. All right. Who would like to kick us off? Who would like to talk first? Ash has an idea. Ash, welcome back to the show. So glad to have you. What are you thinking about this topic?
Okay. So y'all know that Fallout 3 is my favorite, right? And I live in the Capital Wasteland.
Uh-huh.
There is a local-ish restaurant that I'm very surprised to not see any sort of like reference to in Fallout 3. Especially considering that Bethesda Softworks is literally like 20 minutes away from the flagship store.
Oh, wow.
So, and it's actually the company I work for.
Oh, really? Man, there's so many coincidences. This is all just stacking up. Yeah.
Yes.
Now I'm intrigued. What is it?
Called California Tortilla. It is a
on the East Coast
restaurant.
It's like it's named Cal. Are there locations in California?
No, the furthest west we have, I believe, is Kansas.
Okay. Yeah. And so it's like having
west we go is Kansas right now.
Right. So it's like the kind of thing where you can go to it because it's not local. It's like a local business, but it's themed on something far away, so you can enjoy that at a distance.
Most of the stores are concentrated here on the East Coast.
Okay. And the name of the again was California what?
California Tortilla.
Tortilla.
Very often gets mistaken for California Pizza Kitchen.
Okay, yes. Both are round.
I can't tell you how many times I've had people come in asking for pizza.
Got it. Yeah, yeah. Funny story, just real quick on the side. When I was a teenager, I worked at Taco Bell, and one night we had a lady come through drive-thru, and she asked if we had, like, egg rolls, and I was like... It was one of those like, ladies, this is a Wendy's moment, but it was like a lady, this is a Taco Bell moment. I tried to be very helpful to her because she clearly seemed like she was having a difficult time. But anyway, I get the feeling of, yeah, people coming in not knowing what they're actually.
They're 20 minutes away from the flagship store. They were 10 minutes away from the old headquarters. It's since moved to a different location. It's about but it's a local, relatively beloved restaurant. Like we have a lot of regulars, a lot of people have been coming here since the day it opened. Now we have several locations dotted around the DMV, so I'm not telling you exactly which one I work for.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Now, it's primarily Mexican food, I would assume, yeah, but in a California style.
A little bit of fusion, like there's some items that are like inspired by like other like culture cuisine, but like it's primarily Tex-Mex. And like not seeing any reference to it in Fallout 3 is like, it feels a little weird to me considering all of the coincidences. And you could call it capital tortilla. If it were in Fallout, you could just call it capital tortilla.
Right.
Because, you know.
Yeah. So, okay. So I guess
But
that
like just
raises.
even a storefront reference or something,
Yeah. Well,
just,
yeah.
you know. Yeah, that was really all I was thinking, but I had to like preamble it with that little bit of.
Totally, totally get it. It totally fits into
Even
the
though the
Fallout
company
3
wasn't
thing.
founded until 95,
Right.
like there was still plenty of time. Add it in, just, you know.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So let me dig into this a little bit. It totally makes sense that it fits for Fallout 3, right? It's in the Capital Wasteland. Also, the references to like Bethesda probably has heard about it, or at least people who work there have probably gone to one of these, right? That totally makes sense. I would wonder, we've seen the way that businesses like this show up in Fallout games. Oftentimes it's like a diner that looks like the 1950s or something like that. What would you do? Or maybe we should open this up to everybody because that could be fun. What would you do to Falloutize a California slash Mexican kind of place? I like the idea of like capital tortilla, like changing the name a little bit. Ash, let's start with you. Do you have any other ideas about making it a little bit more Fallout-y?
So the old-ish design was like a very retro feel. It not quite a 50s, but like probably like a 70s to 80s-ish design that you could easily like change a couple of things with the old original interior to like Falloutify it up a
Right,
little bit and
push it
drop
back
it
a little
back
bit.
into that 50s retro style.
Right. Are there any characters in the marketing? Are there any like
No, but
sombreros
there's an
or
avocado. Like we
okay.
kind of have an avocado on our, but it did start the original design had a tortilla chip, but it has since changed to an avocado. But you could probably incorporate that original tortilla chip
Yeah. I'm thinking like a bottle and
design
cappy
now.
sort of thing,
Pop
like a
it.
tortilla and a like an avocado, but it's like bottle and cappy style.
Oh my God, that would be funny.
And they're like best friends or something, you know, and they're like, I don't know, something like that. Cat Pat has an idea. Cat Pat, what do you think? What would you do for this one?
Okay, one, you're missing the chance to call it NCR tortilla.
NCR tortilla. Okay, can bring back the California thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even in the Capital Wasteland, they probably would have known about the NCR. It's.
Yeah, but this would be a pre-war business,
Yeah,
so.
that would be the question. Is it a business that forms later by some like survivor, or is it a pre-war business? In which case, it couldn't be NCR because the NCR didn't exist yet. So, but you
Yeah,
could do
maybe.
it like somebody who made their way across the country and was like, "I'm going to bring a little piece of home with me, NCR tortilla," and they start a
Yeah.
business. Yeah.
The second thing, when it comes to the core, are you aware of Casa Bonita by any chance?
I've heard the name. Remind me what this.
I think I've heard of it, but
Is this the one
it's
that the
gotten
guy from
hard.
South Park owns?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So we know that a lot of Westerns were getting popular in the 50s, and even in Fallout, Cooper, he, sorry, he was an actor in these Westerns before the bombs fell.
Right.
So maybe go with a more Casa Bonita exterior, or even kind of like a Del Taco.
Okay, so Casa Bonito, you're talking like actual like figurines and little animatronics and all sorts of decorations and things like that.
Kind of. Like the interior space where it feels like you just walked into kind of like a Mexican city or inside a Mexican house.
Right, like a super themed out sort of that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And for the mascots, you can call them Chippy and Guac.
Chippy and Guac, yeah. Nick's Born Wolf in chat says, make the avocado become ghoulified. Ghoulified avocado. But he's like, super friendly. Yeah, I could see that.
I will say that our, like, signature thing is the wall of flame, where we just have this giant shelf that has a bajillion hot sauces.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it could add to the cooking mechanic.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Like, yeah, you could.
You find a CT and grab a, see if there's any sauces left.
Right. Or like if this was a Fallout 76 thing, then you walk around the wasteland and you find all the lost hot sauces and then you bring them back to the like remaining location. Yeah. Something like that.
Instead of the wall of the wall. What was it? The wall of what?
Flame.
Wall of flame.
The wall of flame. The wall of rads. So now you're pulling in the radiation theme into it.
That's the.
Everyone calls radiation spicy air. So.
Why do I have the feeling that if this was a pre-war company, they would be putting nuclear material in some of the hotter ones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That could be a thing too. Yeah. Like there's a high percentage of their the people who had eaten there who became ghoulified after the bombs dropped for some reason.
Coca-Cola was doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And any other ideas on this one? Got to keep moving. We got lots of ideas and lots of people. And also Void was able to join us. Void, welcome to the show. Glad you made it. No other ideas for this one? Ash, anything else you want to say to wrap this one up? I think this is fun. Having a California kind of Mexican place in Fallout totally fits.
I just hope none of my coworkers or bosses are listening. I don't know. They might get a kick out of it. Who knows?
They might. They probably will. They probably will. Yeah. Yeah.
Our next Halloween theme.
Yeah, no, that'd be great.
By playing this podcast over the loudspeakers the entire day that you're working next time.
in the kitchen, and they'll be like, hey, everyone,
control of the speakers
just to embarrass you. You're like, hi, I'm Ash, I work here now, guys. Welcome to my restaurant.
All right, well, that's a fun one. Who would like to go next? Who's next on the list? Oh, I saw two hands. I think I saw Pumpkin's hand slightly before CadPat, so we're gonna do Pumpkin then CadPat, but I who knows? There's delay on Zoom. I don't know, but that's what I noticed. Pumpkin, welcome back. How's it going? What are you thinking?
It's going all right. So I was thinking this is really. I thought it was hilarious. Bass Pro Shop, and specifically okay. People like them living in moving into like the giant stores and being like, oh, this guy was a pro. This guy named Bass. He had a shop. He was a pro. We got to worship this guy, and it's the cult of Bass Pro.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. This immediately spawns some ideas in my head. First of which, people misunderstand bass and they think it's bass, which would be weird because it's like they're like, it's all about musical instruments, even though there's no musical instruments there. It's like bass. I don't know. That doesn't make very much sense. But what does make more sense for Fallout is the pyramid theme, you know, like the Bass Pro Shop pyramid. Right. And then that totally lends itself to the idea that this is a place where a cult would go and develop and start worshiping somebody. So I really like that spin on it. Would you incorporate, like, I don't know, the things in the store in some way? The fishing mechanics?
I feel like they're definitely going to be like dressed in like the outfits of like, they're, oh, look, I'm, you know, I'm a fisher, but they're not, they don't register it as a fishing gear. They're like, oh, these are the greaves that they had to wear for worship. Like they're like just sports equipment and like all that.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Or like there's some sort of underwater deity. It's some sort of like a Poseidon, like, like, I don't know, maybe the president, maybe the real world president of Bass Pro Shops is the person that they're worshiping as a god. I don't know who that is, but that would be funny. Yeah. Cthulhu Pro. Yeah.
Johnny Morris, by the way.
Johnny Morris. Yeah. They all worship Johnny Morris as some undersea, like, ancient deity. And then what would be even more Fallout-y is that you dig into it and it turns out that Bass Pro Shop was built on, like, every location is built on some ancient site of some ancient old gods. Yeah, and that there really is a connection. Yeah. Yeah. That would be amazing. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Any other thoughts, Pumpkin, or should we open it up?
Skyrim.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm open. Open. Yeah. Let's open it.
All right. Let's open this up. Who has thoughts? I see Adam's child. I see your hand. And then I saw CadPat's too also. So we'll start with Adam. What do you think?
I instantly thought about, like, there's got to be irradiated and mutated fish in those ponds that are the aquarium that's inside the Bass Pro Shop.
And like, wait, wait, like they're ghoulified and they've been there since the bombs fell?
Could be.
Like ghoulfish.
That, and like, I know you were saying how the outfits for people wearing was just like stuff that was on the racks. Like, I'm imagining like you see people just walking around in ghillie suits. And then they do like their worshiping services right next to the taxidermied animals.
Right, like, right. Like, and positioning them in like very specific ways to be like...
Yes, I mean, because it's already set up to be like this majestic looking scenery. So that they're like, these must have been placed here specifically as like an altar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then that's where they have their ceremonies.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Cat Pat, what were you thinking?
Okay, first of all, I was thinking that the fish would be alive because they'd feed the fish, the disobeyers, to the fish.
Okay.
And then they'd feed the fish to the old gods.
Oh, all right. So it's like a whole process where they like bring in, I don't know, people who don't meet whatever standards they have, and then they sacrifice them and feed them to the fish. Yeah. That gets pretty dark. Yeah.
Second of all, I think there would definitely be a hierarchy for the like members. So I only think that the highest members would get like the ghillie suit and the body armor. Whereas the lower ranks would maybe only get flannel.
Right. Yeah, flannel's like the basic level. Yes. Yes, and maybe a wide brimmed like a wide brimmed hat with some like fish hooks in it or something.
No. It has to be the orange toque.
Oh, okay. All right.
The acolytes get the fisher hat.
Ah. Got it. And gotta have all the different levels.
Fishing vest.
Yes, and the fishing vest. Yes.
That is where they carry their manuscripts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the pockets.
Live long and fish on.
Right. Each pocket has a different like line of like ancient text that's from some sort of marketing material from like 200 years ago. Bad. Right. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
The
I like this.
Agreed. Half off on all boats. We shall cut them in half.
Right. Yeah, and then they misunderstand it. I like this. Ash, do you have an idea? I see your hand up.
The Bass Pro Shop. In my area, at least the one that I know of, has like on the facade, it has like quotes from presidents, and so I think they would definitely have those as part of their scripture.
Yeah.
If it's on other one. I don't know if it's on other ones or just that location, but that just popped into my head, and I was like,
yeah, the pro-American like presidential quotes thing, which helps reinforce their idea that their cult is legitimate because the presidents supported it in the past somehow, that sort of thing. Yeah, I could totally see that. All right, any other ideas?
Anybody else? I'm just imagining just what the Bass Pro base camp would be. So first of all, if you don't know, Bass Pro's headquartered in Springfield, Missouri, like 2 hours south of me. And if you've ever been there, you would know about Bass Pro base camp, which is like their second largest store, also probably the most magnificent store on One Bass Pro Drive, Springfield, Missouri.
Wow.
It is the size of a mini mall, just one Bass Pro store.
That's amazing. And
I can only imagine just what would go on there.
Yeah, that's their mecca. That's where, if you are a worshiper of the Bass Pro, where you have to migrate.
I thought that was location. That is where the pyramid's at.
Okay.
But this is a purpose built store for like that was taken over as a pre-existing location. So it's really interesting too, as an indoor swamp and everything. But this one right here that I'm talking about, which is just down the road from their corporate headquarters, is absolutely phenomenal. And I would honestly say it's probably a little more crazy than one at Memphis, just because it's like where Johnny Morris personally goes all the time. So
it's the cathedral from the first two games,
essentially.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, you could have a whole expansion to Fallout 5 that takes you on a journey to this location and it becomes a big dungeon or something.
To Springfield. We can have a Simpsons crossover as well at the same time.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm sure they would love that. And if they didn't have the rights to it.
Definitely sure they would, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely won't get
awesome
into oblivion.
All right, Pumpkin, I think we're getting to the end of this one. Any other thoughts on this? You good? Pumpkin says he's good. All right.
I think I'm good, yeah.
Cool. CadPat, you're up. What are you thinking? What's your idea?
Sorry, I had to grab something from my room.
No, you're good.
I have a mini idea as like a joke.
Okay.
And my main idea. The mini idea is Starbucks.
Because, just start.
Yeah, there's there's Slocum Joe's and all of that, but that's more like a McCafe or a Dunkin',
mm-hmm.
or Tim's in my case. Whereas Starbucks is kind of its own thing, kind of. Because, yes, they do have morning drinks, but they also have afternoon drinks when you need the pick-me-up.
Yeah, they're the progenitors of the like whole coffee house chain trend across the United States, Canada, and probably some other places. Is there something? Is there a way you would falloutize that, just kind of in a humorous way?
Yeah, maybe have the mermaid be more kind of like Nuka Girl.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah.
Maybe take some inspiration from the Little Mermaid or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something a little bit more cute and like. Kind of, I don't know, 50s styled.
Yeah, because I searched it up. Whipped cream became popular in the 1940s.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool.
That's my side idea. Main idea is DuPont.
DuPont. All right. Take me through this idea. How does this work?
Okay, so they are a major chemical manufacturer responsible for stuff like Teflon and Kevlar.
Mm-hmm.
But they also helped create the atomic bombs.
Oh, really? I don't know that I was aware of that.
Yes, actually, fun fact, my great aunt on my mother's side worked for DuPont on the Manhattan Project.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, is the idea like they look like this harmless company that does these kinds of regular friendly kinds of things for most households would be familiar with, but on the inside they have something to do with the nukes? Is that where you're going with this?
Yes, but by that point it probably would be common knowledge that DuPont helped with dropping the bombs, because it's even well known now.
Right.
Not well known, but it's public knowledge.
Right, it's factual information you can look up. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, imagine how much more advanced and screwed up the experiments would be in the Fallout universe, where they do not give a crap.
Specifically the DuPont company and the way that they would have tested out these things and like stuff like that.
Yeah, because I'm not trying to get sued, but they've been sued for a lot of unethical stuff.
Interesting. So you would take that and you would put it into Fallout, which means that some of the unethical things, or like the, I don't know, less than up and up things that they've done in the past, had even bigger like effects in the Fallout universe.
Yeah, like even look at Abraxadine.
Right. Yeah, like these weird chemicals. Would you expand it into drugs? Would you expand it into like testing on people and ghoulification? Would you expand it into like weird creatures that were made in labs? Like all of the above?
All of the above plus Aperture.
Okay. So wait, Aperture, like, okay.
Aperture science.
Like you're bringing Half-Life into it, sort of thing.
No, with Portal, they're just doing a bunch of unethical tests.
I got you. So that, them like a reference, not actually putting Aperture science into Fallout.
Yes, gotcha. Just like.
Gotcha. Right.
Reference how screwed up GLaDOS is acting
uh-huh.
and put that in actual people.
Yeah. Or you could go the other way and it could be like a big MT sort of kind of thing where like maybe those people are now still around somehow in robots or whatever their specific situation is for DuPont. Right. And then it turns into that sort of thing. Yeah. I can see where you're going with this. Let's open this up. What do you guys think about DuPont? Because this feels like the kind of company that influenced some of the designs of companies that are in Fallout. But now you're bringing it kind of full circle back around. Any thoughts on this one? Anybody have any? I think we've kind of dug into pretty well. What do you think, Nova?
I was going to say, I think you already hit it on the head with Abraxadyne is basically the DuPont of the in-game universe. And so I think that's probably the inspiration for Abraxadyne and what they did, because DuPont was complicit with a lot of chemical spills. And we saw what happened to Ohio inside of Fallout 76.
Yeah.
Burning Springs is literally burning, but not burning because it's burning, but burning because it's just absolutely covered inside of a detergent, which just from the Abraxadyne chemical facilities.
Right.
Plant
right.
exploding.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. So you could even have a situation where, you know, like in a future Fallout game, you have something kind of similar, but now it's tied to this real world company, right?
Coulant.
What was that? Say that again.
Coulant.
Coulant?
Coulant with an F.
Coulant?
So it's a French company now.
Maybe, but it's legally distinct from DuPont.
I see. I see.
It kind of sounds like Fallout.
Right, right. It's a different name for it. I gotcha. Well, cool. Yeah. I feel like you've kind of hit one on the head in it. Like, not only is this something you could bring back into Fallout, but it seems like an inspiration for things that have been in Fallout. So it's kind of full circle there. Any other thoughts on this one, CatPat? Nope. You good?
Nope.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm good.
Cool. Who would like to go next? I see Void's hand. I saw Void's hand first. I saw Void, Adam, and then Nova. So we'll go in that order. Void, what are you thinking? Also, welcome. How's it going?
Hello. I fell asleep.
Hey, man. Sleep is important, you know?
To make it worse, I fell asleep with, I believe, Little Green and Pumpkin in the call.
Yeah. Yeah. They said in the pre-show that they couldn't wake you up, so they just had to leave you and come to the thing. But
it
I'm glad you woke up.
More often than you would think.
Yeah? Is it like a narcolepsy thing?
No. No,
you know what?
I really did not sleep well last night.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. You know what? And I think narcolepsy is a fun word. Sometimes when I play characters in role-playing games, I name them narcolepsy. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. What do you think about Fallout?
I believe I am going to bring back a company that was around in the first and second games that is no longer around.
Ooh.
And it is a real company named Beretta.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, what are you doing with them? Are you doing basically the same thing? And it's like there's weapons that show up? Or are you expanding this to something?
We're just bringing back the guns. Bringing back the Beretta guns.
Okay. Is this because of all the controversy around like rifles in Fallout 4 and how dumb they look?
No.
Okay.
I just think it'd be fun to have an actual like firearm that I can also have in the real world.
Okay. All right.
Like if I wanted to make a Fallout character of myself, I could also have my own firearm.
Got it.
So
you can role play more accurately in the game.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there specific, I don't know a whole lot about Beretta. I don't know a whole lot about firearms in general, other than just kind of some basic info. Is there a specific model of weapon that you would be like, this is what I want in the game?
So there are two in Fallout Tactics. There's a generic one in Brotherhood of Steel. And Google AI, how trustworthy, is not giving me anything else. there is a 9mm M9 FS Beretta, which is a standard 15 round 9mm,
okay,
and the Beretta 470 Silverhawk, which is a side-by-side shotgun.
Oh, all right.
Those are both in Tactics, which I know, Tactics.
Yeah.
But
that doesn't mean that you couldn't use them and put them in a more recent Fallout game and make them cool in a different way. Yeah.
And then Benny's handgun from New Vegas is also based on the Browning High Power, but it is not a Beretta. So
okay,
we could also have that one.
All right. All right. So you're like, you're kind of just even just on the line, on the side of just like, let's just call the guns what inspired them and just make them feel like real world right. weapons.
I mean, obviously, yeah. like pipe pistols and stuff like that. No. What am I going to call a pipe pistol?
Right.
Also, yes, this is PVC 34.
Yeah. Yeah. I get where you're going with that. And I have a question for all of you. How many of you ever really use pipe weapons? At all.
Early game, yeah.
Maybe like a little bit, right? And then as soon as you get something better, you're like, no more pipe pistols for me. I'm gone. No, right?
I run a level 5 one in Fallout 76 and I'm level 95.
Oh, do you? Okay. That's interesting. Because,
I do.
Yeah, because I don't use them very much.
Because it's like a weird legendary that I got way back when. And it's like a triple shot or something like that. I don't remember why I still use it, but.
Huh. Interesting. All right. Well, let's open this up. He's opened up a can of worms because if we're bringing Beretta back into the series, and we can bring anything into the series, are there other weapons you guys would be like, or other manufacturers for weapons you'd be so, like, definitely want these?
I got one.
Yeah.
Like for those that know firearms, so Void and definitely Nova will get this one. I want High Point to be in the Fallout universe.
Okay. What? What is it about High Point that specifically?
High Point, ugly of the real world.
They're also horrible ugly. To shoot. It has the aerodynamics of a brick.
Okay.
Not just the aerodynamics, but you're holding a brick on a stick, basically.
Yeah. The
you're
kick,
more accurate to just throw it.
That's why they made the yeet cannon. Because quite literally, it on the side, it says yeet cannon. And it's better to throw it.
It's more effective.
It is so inaccurate.
That's awesome. All right, so Lil Green's adding High Point. Nova, do you have one? You're a guns guy. What would you bring in?
Well, where do I start?
Well, if you could pick one, because I want to make sure everyone gets their time to share their ideas.
I would say bring Kalashnikov Concern. So, AK-47, for example, Kalashnikov. And I would just like to see more Soviet or Chinese weapons actually in Fallout rather than just having fictional American weapons. Because it makes sense that we were at war with China for 10, 11 years. It makes sense that we have literally millions of other guns just laying around instead of arsenals. And so I would like to see a few more of those and maybe some just weirder like experimental weapons or possibly like snipers, like Chinese alternatives to sniper rifles or like China's pulling out World War II era, like Arisakas or Mosin Nagant and stuff like that, that they were just kind of throwing at the Americans, just like, ah, shit, we need a lot more soldiers and we don't have very many guns left because they're invading our homeland. Let's raid our old arsenals from World War II from a century and a half ago and just give it to the peasants because they're not going to last very long. So who cares if they have a crappy gun? I would like to see just a lot of those, just like Soviet arms in general, communist arms in general. I would like to see more of those because we don't have enough communist guns, I suppose, inside Fallout. We only have the Chinese assault rifle, and that's it, honestly. The Chinese pistol, that's a Mauser. That's German, so it doesn't count as communist.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'm down with this. I mean, I think it would be cool to have this stuff. Obviously, it's like a copyright thing, right? Like that's why they can't do it. But
no, it's not actually because they're communists. It's all state owned. So, and since the Soviet Union collapsed, there's no longer an owner of these names.
Really? Nobody owns the rights to
an American company actually owns Kalashnikov. Actually, an American company owns Kalashnikov. Is my thing not working anymore? Okay, it is.
You're working. We can hear you. Okay. So yeah, somebody does own the rights to Kalashnikov.
Yeah, but it's also like 75 years old though. So like any copyright claims to the name itself has been expired.
Huh. So like that, interesting. Yeah,
like that's why like Call of Duty, all these other games can still save AK-47 inside their games and not have to worry about them being sued is because AK-47 is just a generic name now,
right?
Just like Mosin Nagant. Mosin Nagant is made in 1891.
Right. It's past its limits on that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the public. That name is in the public domain, and so like right. SKS as well. That's not even a proper like. That is just means Simonov's semi-automatic carbine. That's all it means. It's an acronym. Just like AK-47, it's an acronym as well.
Right. So. I wonder if there's like my first thought is it copyright would keep you from using some of this stuff. My second thought is lore consistency. Like once you start incorporating some real world things, then there's a dis like junction between like, well, why do you have these but you don't have these other ones? And the average
person had the P90, the FNFAL, the G11, all these other real world guns, and then they just dropped them all of a sudden. And Fall New Vegas brought on the AR-15 pattern rifle with the service rifle and the assault carbine and the marksman carbine, and they just have not reappeared again. And then Fallout 3 had the R-91 and the Chinese assault rifle, that was not reappeared again. So
we have
precedent for bringing in just a niche gun randomly and then just kind of dropping it the next game.
My question is, did that happen because design reasons as the games progressed and the games became more and more popular? So there's both questions about copyright, but also as a design director of a game, somebody going, people talk about how we have these real world rifles, but we don't have other, we just make up other ones and there's just no consistency there. So maybe it evolved in a pattern where they were like, well, if we can't have all of them be based on real world things, then none of them should be. Like, I could see that being a conversation. This is all just speculation to try to make sense of an odd pattern that you just explained, right?
So I mean, the assault rifle from Fallout 4 and Fallout 76 is based off of the Maxim machine gun already.
Right, but they're not using the name. That's my point.
Yeah, I know. Right. I never said you have to use the name. I just said bring those guns in.
Okay, so you would be happy with, like, the designs matching, but not using the names. Yeah.
Like I said, the Chinese assault rifle, I would be perfectly happy they would have brought that back in Fallout 4 and 76 instead of having the homemade rifle, because the homemade rifle looks crappy, honestly. And the Chinese assault rifle already has a history behind it with Fallout 3, so I would have been happy just to have that back in the game too.
Right.
I just want to have more look into what the Chinese were using, because all we see is the Americans. But like I said before, it would make a lot of sense where, like, American soldiers brought home Chinese, like, captured Chinese war equipment as souvenirs and trophies, or like the Americans, after we liberate Alaska, guess what? There's going to be literally millions upon millions upon millions of rifles, guns, pistols, artillery pieces, tanks, whatever, the aircraft that the Chinese left behind in their uniforms as well. But we don't see that hardly ever in any of the games, except for on the Chinese commandos that were in Fallout 3. That's the only time we see a Chinese uniform. You would think that it would be all over the place, especially like the museums and stuff like that. It was like parading down Main Street. Like, oh, look what we captured from the Chinese, because they're terrible at war. Look at us. America's so much better than the Chinese are. Look at all the stuff we captured from them.
Unless there's like a hidden reason, and maybe it was the propaganda that was saying that America was so much better than the Chinese at war, but actually they weren't capturing that stuff. Like, you could come up with a narrative reason why that is the case. What I'm saying?
Current lore says that we've kicked China out of Alaska and we were invading China's homeland, and we were doing very successfully. So that's the current lore, and that's what I'm going with.
Sure, but how much of that is propaganda? How much of that is actual, like, verifiable on the ground stuff? Like, a lot of my point is that sometimes these details are more vague than we actually have evidence for, because we've only been to Alaska in a simulation. We have, like, the remnants of information, but the accuracy of that information is always up in the air. Most of the time.
It's a floating timeline. But I'm saying, though, is the current timeline that we actually have lore wise says this. And this.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that there are ways to explain that away. If I was to sit down with the developers and be like, and pitch your argument to them and be like, well, why is this the case? You could easily see the developer going, but is that actually what happened? And then all of a sudden it's like, well, what do we really know for sure? Not a whole lot. Like, the delicate nature of canon and lore in these games, it's something like, you see a lot in Elder Scrolls lore, where you have the unreliable narrator explains why there are contradictions. And that applies in Fallout as well. Sometimes the information we have, it cannot be taken at face value because it was propaganda or some other reason, or it's just inaccurate, or it's misunderstood after 200 years or whatever, right? So but this could be a whole conversation. We could do a whole episode about this, but it's just one. I'm not saying you're wrong. I think that would be cool too. I am in agreement. What I am saying is I could also see the other side. I could play devil's advocate and say the developers could very easily say, yes, but... and then come up with some other reason, and then now that's canon. It's just the nature of game design and iterating on these things, is that they always continue to evolve, and that's just kind of the way it is. But anyway, let's get back to the conversation about guns and real-world companies. Void, let's go back to you. Anything else? Beretta, what do you think about these other ideas?
I think we should add Beretta. Maybe stick with one company, keep it consistent with the company that's already there. But if nothing else, I would like Magnum Research in there because I want a Deagle.
Okay, cool.
Agent K, Glock, why stop?
No, I don't like Glocks.
The company's technically already in the series because they're the ones that make the plasma weapons.
All right, Void. Thank you for this one. We got to keep moving, though. We got more people to talk to. Adam's Child, what do you think? I feel like there's something universal about just being a human being in the 21st century and struggling with weight. I know it's something that I've had to deal with, and I go in and out of exercising more and having a better diet, and then I ruin it by eating more pizza and tacos and whatever else. And I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. And diet and exercise are great, but sometimes you need a little bit more. You can lose 20% more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise with Wegovy at Hims. It regulates your appetite so you eat less, and Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss, so there's no needles. You can get everything through Hims, so it all happens online. You'll be connected with a licensed provider who helps determine if this is the right treatment for you, and if you're prescribed, your medication is delivered directly to your front door. No insurance is necessary. There's a range of GLP-1 options, and they give you a lot of extra support with 24/7 messaging, team care, in-app lifestyle and nutrition support, recipes and meal plans. They're not just going to sell you the product. They're going to support you and make sure that you do what is right for you. So are you ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/falloutlore to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/falloutlore. hims.com/falloutlore. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. What are you bringing into this world?
I am bringing a humble little candy shop. Well, it's a chain, actually. It's called Rocket Fizz. If anybody, any listeners been out there, it originated in California. It's just a modern candy and soda shop, mainly focused around nostalgia and weird flavors. They sell retro candies, novelty gifts, and a bunch of different craft sodas, including like famously bizarre ones like bacon, ranch, and pickle. It opened in 2007, and the stores are bright and loud and packed with colorful signs and pop culture merch, making it feel like chaotic, sugary. It's like, it's literally the definition of a kid in a candy shop if they could run the place. And so, I feel like it would be a great fit for Fallout because it's already almost there.
Right. So this is a vendor. This is a shop that sells things in Fallout world that would be things like Sunset Sarsaparilla and Nuka Cola and things like that, along with other stuff. Do they manufacture their own colas too?
They don't. So the shop doesn't have like its own like soda making place attached to it. It's just like they get it in from places. They're just bizarre sodas. But I feel like in universe, like it would be very easy to adapt it because it's it's Rocket Fizz. It could simply be go to your local Red Rocket Fizz and get your favorite Nuka-Cola candies and Nuka-Cola beverages and all merchandise that you could possibly think of. And it's already got that like 50s-ish vibe.
You shared the logo before the show, yeah. And there's like the planet Earth, and then there's somebody riding a rocket flying around it, and the Rocket Fizz logo in that like 50s kind of future-y font.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would be really easily adaptable. And I think it would be easy to just slide just a pop-up Nuka-Cola shop every now and then, almost just like a Red Rocket, but almost expanding the Red Rocket into almost a convenience store-ish.
Yeah, what if it's the convenience store that's like attached to the Red Rockets in like the bigger location? I know we have some of that sort of stuff already.
Almost like a Bucky's.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can incorporate other candies and things, but then if you were to extrapolate this into the wasteland, these become locations where people are selling chems.
Yes.
Because it's like a candy store, but now you're not getting sugary candies. You're getting something else.
Pumpkin and Void and I were talking a little bit in the pre-show, where we were talking about the different candies and how they could affect you stats-wise, where you could get like a stamina boost when you take them, but once it wears off, you get a sugar crash and your stamina goes lower than it was before.
Yeah.
So it's like a give and take situation. But that's what I bring to the table.
Cool. Who would like to chime in on this one? Anybody else have thoughts? CadPat has some thoughts. What do you think?
Yeah, so I'm personally thinking of this as not just a candy store, but as like long travel, long day of travel. You're on the road and suddenly you see Red Rocket Candy Shop. Hey, it's a snack. You go in and it's just kind of like a bazaar. It started out as a candy shop before the war and then became like a pillar of trade.
Almost. Yeah. So like these would dot the countryside between settlements as like these in-between places that like people running trade caravans would stop. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like the, I can't remember the name, and it's ancient Greece. It had Hermes head on it. They were kind of like mile markers.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't remember exactly, but it let you know where the counties were, and it would kind of let you know that there should be a town coming up soon.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then you could buy anything there, that sort of thing. At least in the Fallout Wasteland kind of version of it.
It depends on the owner. It depends on the owner.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Cool. It's like, I can't remember the name of it. The tailor in Marvel takes heroes on Mondays and Wednesdays and villains on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That guy, like, you get what you want, but it might be clean for the Brotherhood of Steel when they come through.
I see.
Not as clean when the Raiders come through.
Got it. They service everybody, but separately. That sort of thing. Yeah. I got it. Pumpkin, did you have an idea? Did you want to chime in?
I was going to expand on the candy thing, the whole different candies. Me and Adam went kind of a little deep dive into what that could do.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about like there'd be a candy that would kind of give you the effects of a Nuka Shine, but instead of teleporting you away, you just pass out where you're standing.
Okay. All right. So how does that work in game? Can people like mess with you when you're passed out?
This is definitely not during, like, not for like, you know, 76. This is definitely like single player. Take it and your character just goes out and then you wake up hours later and like an event, either nothing happens or like an event happens where it's just like somebody robbed you, you have to find them.
Right. Or all of a sudden you're surrounded by
no matter what.
Yes.
That was a joke that I did, was that no matter what, you're waking up well rested.
Right. But all of a sudden there's a bunch of Brahmin around you or something like that. Like, it's like, why are all these cows here all of a sudden? And it's like, you've been asleep for 2 days. That sort of thing. Ira, is your hand up because you wanted to chime in? I just want to check. Okay, cool. Just chilling, just relaxing that way. All right, anyone else have any thoughts about the candy shop idea?
To build off what Pumpkin said, honestly, I think it would be funny if you could see like a montage of stuff happening around you. Like you see the guy stealing your caps.
Right.
You see them leading in the Brahmin.
Right. Yeah. I like that. All right, Adam Schild, any other thoughts on this one?
No, I think we explored it very well. Thank you.
Yeah, fun idea. All right, Nova. What do you think? What do you think we should add? What company are you bringing?
All right, so the company that I want to bring in was going to be Honeywell. If anyone's familiar with that company, then you might see where I'm going with this. So
I had one of my best friends when I was in middle school. His father worked for Honeywell.
Perfect. You might know exactly where I'm going with this.
I'm not sure I know a whole lot about them, but that does ring some bells. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
But anyway, so let's quickly go through a list of what they offer as services. So access control to buildings, building management, control panels, electrical and wiring, fire line safety, intrusion detection, sensors, services, software, and video systems. So Honeywell will be the in-game company that makes all the turrets for all different companies. So
okay.
that would be their primary service, I would imagine. It would just be security, just it in building management, also and also computer, because we don't know who makes the turrets. First of all, we don't know who makes all the computer stuff like this. So they're going to be like a primarily security company, but also to tie more even into Fallout, Honeywell runs the Kansas City plant, which produces 80% of the non-nuclear components for America's nuclear arsenal, and so they would also be very well entwined with the American government, obviously, and producing the vast majority of the American nuclear arsenal's components. So, like, it's a non-nuclear part, so they're not going to make, like, the plutonium cores or have the deuterium tritium that is going to make up the fusion part of it. They would just make the, like, explosive lenses or the whatever else component is going to be used inside of a nuclear weapon. And that's why I'm imagining Honeywell would be inside of Fallout, would have that component still, plus the security side, and just expand that into just being the producers and manufacturers and upkeepers of the turrets that we see.
Interesting. All over the place. Interesting. Yeah. And then maybe also connected to DuPont's CADPAT. Are you thinking what I'm
possibly
thinking? No. Oh, CADPAT has another idea too. What are you thinking, CADPAT?
You just got into half of the stuff that they've made. They used to make helicopters, tanks.
Oh, I know they
don't. Oh, man.
Specifically, that was what I wanted to touch on mostly, was going to be just the security side, because that's what would affect gameplay and the lore. It's that you actually encounter yourself mostly when you're playing the game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Who knows? Yeah, I don't think we know who made the vertebirds, do we?
No, we don't know yet, and could easily be that, or it could also be the tank that the U.S. Army is infamously hardly ever used, and looks like a World War One piece of shit, honestly.
That's right.
What,
right.
The APC?
No, the actual tank that we see in Fallout with the double barrels, with the twin barrels and the riveted armor from World War One.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The only thing that's going through my head is Honeywell. What the hell? A copters. We sell those too.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. You're in the wrong city, though, because this is Kansas City, not St. Louis.
Yes, but still.
So, okay, let's...
For reference quickly, the person he was referencing is called Ryan Kelly. Amazing comic. He's in St. Louis, though. I'm in Kansas City. That's completely wrong city.
Got it. Well, let's go into the turret thing, because that is interesting, right? Like, we have these turrets in the game. They're still in use years later. And all of the technology that surrounds that, and coming from a US-based company like Honeywell, and you would assume, like, if we bring in DuPont, Honeywell, these kinds of companies, that there's other stuff going on too, because it's Fallout, right? Like, are they connected to the Enclave? Do the CEOs have some sort of connection to other in-game characters that we know of, like House and people like that? Is there other stuff going on? Do you feel like this would be something like super entwined with all of that, or would they be somehow removed and separate?
They would more than likely be involved with the Enclave, considering their connections to the U.S. nuclear arsenal. Pretty much anyone who's a player inside, like anyone who has a deck of cards that's going to be shuffled into the American military system, is probably going to be entwined or in contact or some way, shape, or form molded by the Enclave or influenced by the Enclave, really.
Yeah.
And so I would almost pretty much guarantee that if Honeywell was inside the Fallout universe, considering how big of a military contractor they are, the Enclave is definitely going to be pulling strings one way or another, whether it be directly in that the CEO and the CEO of Honeywell is a part of the Enclave, is funding the Enclave and on their purse strings, or some slightly lower level management, or maybe are influenced by the Enclave, whether directly by being threatened or their like have somebody whisper in their ear, tell them what to do behind the scenes.
Yeah. No, I totally think that makes a lot of sense. And I think you either have to go that direction, or you have to go the somehow they were not cooperating with them and eventually were like removed. Or taken over. Yeah, that's a good idea. So I could see that as well. Well, let's open this up. Let's who else has any thoughts about Honeywell or turrets and that kind of thing and businesses? Any thoughts on this? No, I think we must have covered it. Everyone else seems pretty solid. No other comments on this. Anything else you want to share about this one, Nova?
Not really. I was also thinking General Electric, but I thought Honeywell would be a better fit.
Yeah.
I was on A10, honestly, instead of Fallout.
Yeah, either one could have worked. Well, cool. Good ideas. All right, let's... who else hasn't gone? Lil Green? Era? I think those are the only two. Germinator hasn't gone? Lil Green, do you have...
I have a stupid one.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, it's not really a business, but more of... the idea that came to mind was... Let me just lay the groundwork. So, you have a pit boy, and it's able... We know it's able to receive messages of sorts, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, I want... And, like, in a future game... It involves a quest line or just like something quick. You get a message that just says, "We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty."
Okay.
Just like random like spam stuff, and it's like there's just like some place that you can like go and like make the wasteland better to turn it off and destroy it. So just like
hot
an annoyance
in your area.
Yeah, that's like the only thing that popped up is like anything like business esque. That like just like spam calls,
spam.
That's really
right,
it.
Right,
just
right.
Spam text messages that you would get.
Like, pick a real world spam company and put it in yes. Fallout. That's where you're going with this? Yeah, yeah. Oh man, that would be great. And then like you can't shut it off because it comes through just like the radio transmitter of the Pip-Boy, so it just shows up no matter what.
Yep.
Yep.
So there's no way to stop it unless you go to the source and destroy it.
Oh, but then that becomes a whole quest line where like
exactly.
You don't, it's not a main quest line. It's just a side quest and you get no rewards other than you no longer get spammed.
But like everyone would do that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
No, no, no. You also have to get a t-shirt saying I stopped the spam and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
All I got was the lousy no more spam messages and a t-shirt. Yeah. Pumpkin's got some thoughts. What do you think?
It's a repeat quest.
You have to keep on resetting up new spam like antennas, and then you have to go find another one. It's like 2 weeks pass in game, and all of a sudden you get more spam messages, and you're like, ah, crap! I gotta go find this one again. I like that. I like that. All right,
there's another spammer on your radio. I'll mark it on your map.
Yeah. Yeah. What if the spam messages are actually like code though? Like they're bots that keep setting them up, but they're like Chinese like spy bots that set them up and it looks like spam, but encoded in the message are like secret instructions from like 200 years in the past. I don't know. That's just an idea.
Honestly, that'd be kind of cool. Cause like, pulling up with what Pumpkin said, it's a repeat quest.
Mm-hmm.
But like the more it comes up, the more like you uncover really you more you uncover from it.
Yeah, yeah, I get where you're going. CadPat has another thought. What do you think, Cad?
I'm just loving the idea of like you either have the choice to pay like 29 caps or 299 caps, however many it would be. Or spend like 2 hours that it would take to find the actual thing. So
right.
You can either right. pay to uh-huh. turn off the ads or grind for it.
Right, right. But then they get your personal information and then that becomes a whole other thing. Oh, yeah.
Yes, and you lose karma randomly.
Yeah.
Even when you're doing good deeds.
Yeah, yeah. I like this. This is, I'm sure this is the kind of thing that some players would just like ignore. And they're like, I just keep getting spam. Other players would be just like, oh my God, I have to turn this off every time it happens. And then other people would realize that you can't actually stop them. And then they'd stop playing the game and get mad. And they're like, I can't believe they spam us when we play the game. Oh man. Oh, this would create all sorts of problems. Any other thoughts on this one? No, no other thoughts. Lil Green, anything else? I think this is a fun idea because
just like not a business per se, but like an annoyance that comes from businesses of the modern right. age, at least.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But then extending into the wasteland future and like in its own sort of way. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, like one last thing, because like and like those of us who play 76, we have the Mr. Handies that come up from like the Appalachian like lottery or something like that. That just randomly,
yep.
You just get like iBots that are like spamming you with like ads as well.
Right.
So and it's like that's easy. You just get rid of them. You could like you know destroy them, but it's just like there are many ways of implementing this just to cause like annoyances in whatever wasteland. And then when you get like it's just something that would like increase karma with everybody. Like and be like, oh, we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, conversation pops up no matter what settlement you go to, and you're like, oh, by the way, I'm the guy who stopped the spam, and they're like, oh my God, we love you. Yeah. Yeah,
it's the top of the screen, the corner just says everybody liked that.
Yeah, everybody liked that. Yep, Yep. Well, this is a fun idea. Man, you guys have such fun creative ideas. Ira, Germinator seems to have had to leave, I guess. I don't know if he's having connection problems. Do you have an idea you'd like to share, or are you just hanging out? What do you think?
I think mostly this was just hanging out, and I was trying to think of if something comes to my mind. So nothing really like a business. But then I went to thinking that, well, I'm a hairdresser and a barber.
Uh-huh.
So I went to thinking of like hair salons. We don't have hair salons. I don't remember seeing anything like that.
There's one in Diamond City. Diamond City has one. Can you guys think of another one? Like, that's the only one I can think of.
No, that's
There's one in Somerville. It is completely run down, completely abandoned. It is
okay.
There is one in 76.
Not so functional. Yeah.
They do appear. They're just
they're
kind of just like abandoned structures.
Right. But the only one that's functional that I can think of is in Diamond City, where you can sit down. You walk in and it's on the left as you go in the city.
Yeah. And it's like just right outside there. But I was thinking of like maybe a bigger space that you can go then explore. Like Pumpkin said that it's.
Yeah.
There is. I haven't been there. I have to go check it out. But to then have, I don't know, maybe like, because in a lot of places you got ghouls. So then a ghoul would like get up from the floor with the hair rollers on something like that.
Right. Yeah,
or you know, with like the very 50s hair salon look.
Ghoul with the beehive.
Also the hair rollers, like they're in the process of getting their hair done. Yeah. Yeah. My mom used to work in a salon. She would do nails. And I could imagine you could also have like a nail stylist, you know, and like that kind of thing. Pumpkin, you got excited there for a moment. Did you think of something else?
No, it's just the ghoulify. The thinking of ghouls with crazy hairstyles is really funny.
Yeah, yeah. Big and Derpy in chat says Fallout 3, there's a ghoul in the Necropolis. Okay, so there are some hairstylists.
There is also one in the King's Hangout.
Okay,
that does all the King's hair. I can't remember his name. I think it's with an F. I just can't remember it.
Yeah. Okay. So this, like, there are people who still do this, but I get where you're going, Ira. Like make it more of a thing, like an actual location, like an old world location, maybe even that you could go in and then like people are still working there. Like almost like nothing has changed. But the only things they offer are like 1950s, 1960s hairstyles, you know, like you can get a beehive if you want.
So it could be like both that it's these abandoned places that have these like crazy hair ghouls with the rollers still on, like that's what they were in the process of when the bombs fell, or then that it's these old salons that somebody has like then taken that I'm just gonna set up my business here and have that as like a
working
business for people.
It brings up an idea that I haven't thought too much about. Maybe you guys know more about this than I do, but in a wasteland environment 200 years later, how do men shave their faces? Like, it's not like straight razors are easy to find out in the world. Like, yeah, you must be using like knives and stuff, but even that becomes kind of annoying and dangerous. So having a barber to go to who could actually like shave your face would be a sign of status. Like, I have the means with which to go to someone who will safely shave my face. Like that becomes like a thing, you know. Pumpkin,
I just remembered that there is one in the White Springs in the store.
Okay,
in the shop.
Okay, so there are more than like
the one in the shop run by Mrs. Handy's.
Yeah, there's so many it's interesting, all the detail. This is what's been fun about going to do the pre-war business stuff, is that there are things that you just don't think about very often, but then when you dig a little bit deeper, you find them. Like, oh, the developers did think about this. That's cool. Cat Pat, did you have something you wanted to add?
I think the reason why we all forget about these salons is because, like, generally, other than Fallout 4, you can't really do anything in them. Because in the White Springs, the Miss Nanny says, "Oh, we're all booked up."
Hmm.
So,
I do remember that now. I have been there, right?
Yeah,
was like, and she keeps saying that, and I'm like, but what if I want my hair cut now?
Right, right.
Yeah, so it's like a thing you look at for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you just bounce off of it. Right. Yeah, you go one time and you're like, okay, nothing to do here, and then you leave. Yeah.
And I'm just imagining the name Atomic Cuts.
Atomic Cuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, because there's like Super Cuts in the U.S. and Canada, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Atomic Cuts. Maybe. That totally makes sense. Yeah. All right. Any other?
Because I didn't know if there was. I'm sure there are like these chains, but no name just came to my mind. So that's.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Lil Green's idea of like, well, you know, one of the companies that does spam, it could be one of the companies that does, you know, hair and stuff. So,
yeah. Right.
Totally. Well, I think that's going to do it. I guess Germinator couldn't make it back. Maybe just lost connection or something. But thank you, everybody, for joining me on this episode. Before we do the going away thing, I have to thank our patrons. Thank you to everybody who helps support the show, all of you and everyone else who supports us on patreon.com/falloutlorecast. And I don't have any new ones to shout out this week, but thank you to our Sentry Bots. You guys get shout outs every week. Germinator, Main Monkey, and Ira. Thank you so much for your continued support and all the rest of you. Also, if you want to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, I'll read that out on a future episode. You can share this with your friends, all of that stuff. And guys, just thanks for being here for so long and keeping this going and hanging out with me to nerd out about things and get in little debates about guns and things like Nova and I did. And I appreciate you guys being able to just like talk about this and hang out. Like, it genuinely is fun. And so thanks for being here. But we're going to go back through everybody on the list and get ready to give your little elevator pitch of like how you can get a hold of you and anything you want to put out into the world. If you're doing something cool and you want people to be able to find it, let them know where to find it. We're going to go in order on the screen. We'll start with CadPat. CadPat, thanks for joining us again.
At Victorium, I don't really have social media for the public just due to OPSEC. But I am on the Discord somewhat often. You ping me, I'll answer. It's CadPat Knight Errant.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. Nova, how can people get a hold of you? And have you gotten back to doing your YouTube stuff?
Working on that still, as I keep saying every single time. Anyways, I'm always on the Discord though, so if you want to hit me up there, I would love to talk about Fallout or Halo or Call of Duty or anything else like that. Most games I can talk about pretty reliably, or dogs or history or anything else like that. So when I also talk about anything else, I'm inside of the Discord.
Yeah, or guns that they should be adding into Fallout. There you go.
Or guns too, yes. Like whatever Void's mentioned, F and Brownie. I was looking for or Brownie Hype, I was looking for mine, then I realized it's my basement. Should have kept that up here.
Oh, next time. All right. Brachio Dreamer Ash, thanks for joining us. And thanks, this was your idea, right?
Yeah. I think I was one of the first ones to be like, oh, here's the idea. Here's an idea for this. So yeah. I'm glad that it got picked. Thank you.
Yeah, it was popular. Everyone votes every week. And
actually, I think this is the first idea that I have pitched since joining the patron chat.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can find me in the Discord, Brachio Dreamer Ash. Ping me. I will answer. I cannot guarantee it will be in a timely manner, but you know, I'll answer.
Hey, this is how it works. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. And thanks for the idea. Come up with a few other ideas in the future. Pitch some other ideas.
I'll try.
Who knows? Yeah. Lil Green, thanks for joining us as well.
Always happy to be here.
I promise I won't spam you.
So I'll just pitch my typical thing of follow me on Instagram. I'm a photographer. I got a couple things coming up soon, hopefully, as long as I don't get sick. But yeah, follow me. It's lilgreen_photography. On Instagram. You can find me on the Discord, just Lil Green. If you play 76 on the PC, I am there almost daily. So, yeah.
Awesome. Also, Jampire in chat says, why is so many people have horrible beards? It's because horrible beards are awesome, duh. That was my response. Anyway, hey, thanks for joining our live stream, Jampire. Anyway, Adam's Child, thanks for joining us. How can people get a hold of you, and you have anything else you want to share?
I don't have anything else to share except for you can find me on the Robots Radio Discord under Adam's Child, and you can find me on Instagram at @_JT_Sims, SIMMS.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining, being here. Pumpkin, I like your shirt, Pumpkin.
Thank you. I'm always where I love my button ups. You know me as Pumpkin. I am on both the Dungeons and Dipshits, but Jeremy will talk about that. I'm here to talk about Tism Talk. Tism Talk / Moments. That is one of my and Jeremy's new shows where we find a topic and we just deep dive and talk about it. It could get anywhere from we've talked about Fallout, but we've also talked about cartoons, and we might talk about deeper and much more vast subjects later on.
Yeah, and whatever your special interest is in the moment, right?
Yeah, if you've got a special interest, as somebody said in the chat, if you're fixated on something, might as well be hyper about it.
Nice, nice. That's a good slogan.
But, you can always find this Tism Moments on Tism Talk on Spotify, Tism Moments on YouTube. That is TISM Moments, and we have a Blue Sky and a Twitter, which are usually probably easier to find in the Discord.
Whatever
and of
works.
Course, I have my own stuff, so I also have my own stuff, which is the Pumpkin King on both Blue Sky and X.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. Ira, thank you for making time to do this. I know that the time difference for you is always a little bit tricky, but I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, it's. I was really tired, but now I'm awake and I had a lot of fun. Just been busy with my new job, and I do have the Discord, but have not been at all active. It's work has been a big thing now, and also we're doing some home renovations, so busy.
Nice. Awesome. Well, good luck with all of that. That sounds like a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here. And hi, Void. I'm responding to you. I was going to type you back in the chat, but I ran out of time to do that.
I don't know what else to use those points on. I get them every time I do one of these because I'm just in your Twitch
chat. Oh, the Twitch points? Yeah, those are a remnant from when I was more actively streaming games. But who knows? Maybe that'll happen again in the future.
But anyway, my name is Void, or Jeremy. I run the Dungeons and Dipshits at Lively D&D podcast. I also run Tism Talk / Moments. Which Logan talked about. Dungeons and Dipshits has been on a hiatus recently.
Okay.
It should be coming back around the end of June with a whole new... I think sloth, I don't... Many, many things are coming.
Cool. Sounds good. Well, keep us posted about that.
But of course.
They can check out the episodes that are already up, right?
Yes, of course. There are multiple. I think there's 16 up. And it's, I think, a combined like 24 hours of consumption for you. So
there you go. Yeah.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us again, Void. I'm glad you woke up.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're able to.
Me too.
Make this work. Yeah. I mean, in general, I'm glad you woke up and you didn't die.
Me too.
Cool. Well, everybody, thank you for being here. Chat, thank you for joining. Even the slightly rude comments about beards, whatever. Thanks for being here and increasing our viewership so that people find us more easily on Twitch, however that works. This is the thing I think every time I put a video up on YouTube and somebody makes some like rude comments in the video, I'm like, well, you just made my video more findable. Thanks, buddy. Anyway, but that's going to do it for this episode. And until next time, I feel like I'm forgetting something because I went off on this tangent. But thanks for being here, everybody. I'll be back next week with another regular episode next time. And until then, stay safe. We'll see you again later. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.